Bezus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Beis in Meseches Erevin. We did not record daf Mem Aleph, and Mem Aleph on the Beis begins a new perek, perek Misha Hotzi Uhu. For those who are already up to Mem Beis and Mem Aleph, I'd recommend that you jump into the shiur about 10 minutes in. And for those who haven't done the beginning of the perek, and for those who want a good chazara, let's begin Be'ezer Hashem, our new parak. Our parak is going to discuss, and that's what our first daf is going to discuss as well, is the halachos of tchumin on Shabbos and somebody who goes out of a tchum, both be'ones and be'rotzon. The Gemara Mem Beis Amud Aleph will discuss how much does one have in terms of at the edge of the tchum, how far can one go? What if the end of one's 2,000 amos end in the middle of a chatzer? That is going to be the discussion of our daf. So let's begin. Misho tziyuhu nachrim. O ruach ra, ein lo ela dalet amos. If a Gentile or a spirit, in other words, a shade, says Rashi, or one maybe could even describe it as being some type of mental illness, that he became some type of shota, that would be an open question, that took him out of the tchum. Ein lo ela dalet amos. He only has 4 amos. And he can't walk any further, because we know the Torah Kedosha tells us, Al Yetze Ish Mimikomo, and that means that a person has his city, and then 2,000 amos. Outside of that, then he can't move more than 4 amos. Hechziru Kilu Lo Yatza. If the shade or the guy returns him, so then in such a case, he's fine. It's as if he didn't go out, and he could stay back in the city. In contrast, if he had gone back to the city on his own volition, then he's not going to be able to move. Halichu li'ir acheres, if they took him to a different city, nasnu bedir o besar, they put him in a corral or a prison. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omrim mahalech es kulo. They say that in such a case, he's allowed to walk in that entire city or the corral or prison. Rashi explains that because it's surrounded by mechitzos, then he has 4 amos. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva disagree. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, omrim ein lo ela dalet amos. The fact that it's surrounded by mechitzos doesn't give him the whole area. He only is allowed still dalet amos. Ma'ase shebo mi plunderson. These 4 tanon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva came on a boat from Plandersum, Vihifliga Svinasam Bayom, and their boat went out 2,000 amos from the city into the sea. In other words, what had happened is they had arrived to a place, and the boat rested there. And all of a sudden, against their will, a wind took the boat offshore, and the boat began to sail the seas outside of the tchum. So here we had a machlokis of anhaga on the boat based on the above. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Holchu es Kulo. They walked around in the boat. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo zazu. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua didn't move. Midalet amos, sherotzu lahachmir latzon, because they wanted to be stringent on themselves. The Gemara is going to explain, as Rashi alludes to over here, why does it say Sherotzu L'Hachmir Al'atzman? They themselves earlier held that you could only move Dalet Amos. So it's not Sherotzu L'Hachmir, it's at first glance, Meikur Dedina. It's interesting to note that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, and these Tanoim, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there are many times that we have, Rabbi Gamliel particularly, and many times also with these Tanoim, traveling on a boat. My son Menachem pointed this out, that there are many halachos that have been learned from it. In fact, the Masifta Gemara counts how many places and how many different instances. I think the Gemara Menachem was thinking of is on Mem Aleph Amud Beis describes these 4 Tanoim not having a lulav. Maybe it was on this same trip, maybe not. Just for a list of the places, Ma'aser Sheni Perakei Mishnates Shabbos Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph Sukkah Chuf Gimel Amud Aleph Sukkah Mem Aleph Amud Beis Yivamis Kuf Chav Aleph Bamitzia Nuntes Amud Beis Hirius Yud Amud Aleph. Yashar Koach to the Masifta Gemara in collecting all this. They also point out that the Tzitz Eliezer and his Shalos Uchuvas, Chelik Tes Simin Lamid Beis, O Zayin, explains that Rabbi Gamliel and these Tanoim, because of their prominent role, had to get up on a plane and go to be involved in political matters on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Times haven't changed. Just might be an airplane as opposed to a boat, but things haven't changed very much at all. There was one time that they needed to go to a port, and they only arrived there when it was already dark. They asked him, what do you think about getting off the boat? You're allowed to. The reason why we're allowed to get off is because the boat was within the tchum already by Shabbos, and I was able to see the port already beforehand. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim about how it was that they were able to be on a ship in the first place. There is a halacha that we already discussed in the Daf Yomi and Daf Yutes that you're not allowed to be maflik b'sfina pachos mishlosh yomim samach l'Shabbos, and that is a big discussion in Rishonim. Its primary place is really Shabbos Yutes Amud Aleph, and we made reference a little bit to it there. The Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan, Gimel Dvarim Ma'avirin Esa Adam Al Daito V'Al Das Kona. There are three things that remove a person from his own Das and thinking about his Creator, thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Elohein Ovdei Kochavim Ruach Ra V'Digduke Anius. Idol worship, a shade according to some, or maybe even a psychiatric disorder, and Digduke Anius, poverty. Maybe the expression digduk anios is that there are some people who live in poverty and at the same time live in royalty. In other words, they're happy people and so on. However, a person who's banius and is medakdek, he has to count every single penny. So then in such a case, that could make a person go crazy. It's important in terms of creating a system of chinuch and Torah, which is not based on digduke anius. L'may nafgemina, l'may boy rachmele. Why did we learn this? In terms of asking rachmanos for them, that we should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that people shouldn't reach this madrega in order that they don't go crazy. Aldas valdas kono. Poverty is not good in digduke anius and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Gimel ein royin pinei gehenim. There are three people that don't see gehenim. Elohein dikduke anius, if they're medag, they're aniim, like for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them struggle with dikduke anius, then they've already received their kapar in this world. V'chole me'ayin, if they have stomach pains, v'harushus. A person who has creditors that are chasing after him. V'yesham raf mishyeshal isha ra. And some say, also someone who has a bad wife. V'idach, why did the other one not count it? Isha ra mitzvah l'garsha. Some say he wouldn't be married to her. It's a mitzvah to divorce her if she's an Isha Ra. That's described in the end, the Maseches Gittin. V'idach zimnin diksubasa meruba. And some say that they will say back, in other words, that since she had a large ksuba, he just couldn't afford to divorce her. Inami islei bonimine. Or else he had children from her. V'lo matzi megarishla. This is a mikar that in Shalom Bayis, even if the spouse isn't perfect, obviously, chas v'chali, if they're abusive and so on and so forth, it's a totally different story. But sometimes it makes sense not to get divorced if it's going to have a profound effect on the children. And this is the Gemara right here, where the Gemara says, Islay bonim mina v'lo matzi migarishla. The best thing for the children is to have the mother in the house, even if she's not the best wife. That's what the Gemara is describing. This reminds me of a joke that they say that once a couple got divorced at the age of 199, and they asked them, why did they wait so long? So they said, we were waiting for the children to pass away. L'may nafkemina l'kibule me'ava. Why is it important to know, to learn this in the Gemara, that they don't go to Gehenna? For if a person has it, he'll be able to be mekabel ba'ava to know that he's not going to go to Gehenna. The Gemara continues, Shlosha Masin Kishehain Misaprin. There are three people who could die suddenly. Veluhain Cholim Ayin, someone who has sickness in bowels. Vechaya, someone who gives birth. Vadrakon, and someone who has a sickness of the mouth. L'may Nafkaminalim Shmushe Bas Zavdosa. In order to prepare for them the process for the way, Rashi explains that it means their shrouds for kvura. Gemara continues three lines before the wide. Amem alfam beis. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel yotzal das ein lo ela arba amis. We learned in our Mishnah that someone who is taken out forcefully doesn't have anything but four amas to walk around. Rav Nachman Shmuel says if he went out on his own volition, then certainly he has four amas. Says Gemara pshita. That's pashut. Hashem misho tziu nachrim ein lo ela dalad amas yotzal das mi boy. Someone went out on his own volition. Do we need to teach that? Ela emar chazar ladas. What happens if he was taken out against his volition and then he becomes normal again? So then ein lo ela dalad amas. In such a case, he still also has only four amas. Asks the Gemara hanami tanina. We also learn that in the next part of the Mishnah. Hechziru le nachrim ki ilu lo yatsa. If the guy took him out, it's considered, brought him back to the city, so then it's considered as if he never left. Mashma, only because they brought him back. But if the guy did take him out, the Gemara is medayik, v'chazal adas, and then he comes back to his awareness, ein lo ela dalet amis, because we need to say a case where he's able to walk around all over again. What is that case that he's able to walk around all over again? It only is if he returned to the city. Mashma, then all of the cases that he was taken out against his volition, he can't, even if he's chaz l'das. Ela ema, says Gemara, you're right, then we have to change it to the following. Yotz l'das v'chzi ruhu nachrim. If he went out on his own volition and goyim returned him, ein lo ela dalet amis. In such a case, he can't walk dalet amis. That's the Gemara Hanamitani that we also learned that. If they took him out and brought him back, it's considered as if he didn't leave. Mashma, but if he went out on his own volition, maybe the halacha would say not that way. We even learned that halacha. Answers the Gemara. I would have thought that this argument should be used to two sides. And that means the following. It should have said, that if Gentiles took him out, v'chazer ladas, and then he became aware, ein lo ela dalet amas, avol yotza ladas v'chziru nachrim ki'ilu lo yotza. The Mishnah only told us the case of Hotziu Nachrim. But if it will be Yatzel Adas and then return, maybe we'd say it's as if he didn't leave. That's the Tzadim, the other Diuk, the other side that we would have deduced. Kamash Malam, we need Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel to tell us not to make this Diuk. Bo Minei Me Rabba. They asked the following Shaila to Rabba. Hutzrich L'Nekavav Mahu. What if someone who's been taken out by the Gentiles and now only has four amas, needs to use the restroom? Amalehem, they said to him, quoting the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yutes. We've had two Yuteses today, one from Brachos, one from Shabbos. Brachos with the rule that we're about to see, and Yutes, we had the Isser of leaving on a boat 3 days before Shabbos, that we mentioned quickly above. Amalehem, Godol Kvod Abrias Shedoches Lo Shei Shebetorah. Kvod Abrias is so great that it's docha lav of the Torah. The Gemara describes that if there is an Isur Durabanan, one is allowed to violate an Isur Durabanan. The Gemara talks about what if one realizes one is wearing klayim. So the Gemara comes out in Brachos that if it's an Isur Durabanan, then Kavod Abrios would be docha it. Rashi is meduyik when he says lav losa sesha betorah. Rashi points out that doesn't mean an Isur Daraisa, because if you take a look in Brachos, if I recall correctly, the mashmos of that Gemara is that when it comes to an Isur D'oraisa, one would need to violate Kavod Abrios to fulfill the Isur D'oraisa. However, over here, what we're talking about, Losas Seishabetor, Rashi immediately explains that we're talking about the lav of Losasur, Losasur men adover asher agidu l'chal yaminu smol, and don't violate the words of the Rabbanan, and that's what the Gemara means, that Kavod Abrios will be docha that din Rabbanan. Over here, Tchumin is the mid Rabbanan. Amri Nardor, they give the following suggestion. So according to first Heretz, you're allowed to simply go out of the Tchum for the bathroom. In the case specifically where he was taken out by Gentiles, if this fellow would be smart, then he should go in the direction of the Tchum to get back into the Tchum. Then he went in for reasons that are permissible, because he needs to use the bathroom, and once he's back, then he's going to be able to move around.